Last week it was Poland, 19 breaches of its airspace and 3 Russian drones shot down. On Saturday, Romania had a Russian drone flying through its airspace, the second incursion over a NATO country by Russia in a week. Unacceptable and reckless, the Romanian foreign minister said. Kaya Kallas, the EU foreign policy head, accused Moscow of reckless escalation, another unacceptable breach of an EU member state's sovereignty. Romania said it employed 2 F-16 aircraft to monitor Russian airstrikes on Ukraine. Ukrainian infrastructure near the Romanian border and detected the drone. Jenny Mathers is senior lecturer in international politics at Aberystwyth University. And good morning. Thank you for joining us. Are we looking at a pattern here, a pattern of drone activity along NATO's eastern flank, a pattern of testing NATO now?
This is certainly what it looks like, and it would be in keeping with Russia's past behavior, which has also sought to push the boundaries in ways that are, you know, a little bit ambiguous, that are, you know, explained away as, oh, it was a mistake, it was an error, you've got it wrong, it was the Ukrainians. So yes, it certainly looks like a pattern of pushing to see how strong is NATO's resolve, how much will they respond, and then sort of draw some conclusions based on what actually happens.
Well, that is the question then. How strong is NATO's resolve and how will they respond? How should they respond?
Well, so far, you know, there have been responses. You know, the Poles, you know, scrambled their aircraft. They shot down some of the drones that came over their territory. You know, NATO has announced a new operation for to bolster its eastern defenses called Eastern Sentry, which began last Friday. And it was Eastern Sentry support that helped the Romanians also sort of scramble forces and you know, go out and show a bit of a display of force against the drone that came into Romanian airspace. So there is something happening, certainly. There's talk now, I think, from the Polish leadership about, you know, maybe NATO should extend a no-fly zone over at least parts of Ukraine, if not all of Ukraine. So there's certainly, you know, discussions ongoing. I think this is a more active response from NATO than we've seen over similar issues over the past sort of 2.5 years.
Is it a more active response from NATO with the participation of the United States?
No. And I think that is something which is very significantly different from the way that the Western Alliance approached support for Ukraine when Joe Biden was the U.S. president. It's really clear that the U.S. is not willing to offer very much in the way of practical support for Ukraine, or indeed rhetorical support for Ukraine, the way that Donald Trump sort of flips from one day to the next. So for the most part, I think the European members of NATO are going to have to figure out how to do things possibly without much or any American support.
Or if, as is said about Donald Trump, he's a transactional president, what would he want in return for America's support?
Well, that itself isn't clear because he hasn't given consistent answers to that question. So sometimes he, you know, he was very enthusiastic about the minerals deal with Ukraine a little while ago, but that seems to have you know, not being talked about anymore. You know, there's been lots of talk about the U.S. putting secondary tariffs on countries that buy energy from Russia. But that's only happened in a very limited way with one country so far, India. And that also seems to be on the back burner. So it isn't clear what measures the U.S. president is willing to take, or indeed what exactly he would regard as attractive as a sort of an offer from the other side, you know, because certainly the NATO allies have offered to and are eagerly seeking to buy American weapons for Ukraine rather than sort of ask them to be donated. But that, you know, even that doesn't seem to be necessarily enough to keep Trump on side.
What do you anticipate comes next from Russia?
I think we're going to see more of this sort of testing, you know, maybe not immediately, maybe immediately, depends. At the moment, Russia and Belarus are conducting a military exercise, a very large-scale military exercise called Zapad, which means West, which simulates how they would deal with an attack from NATO. And 4 years ago, they did in 2021, they did the last Zapad exercise. Mm-hmm. And that was just before the buildup of forces on the borders with Ukraine. So there are certainly some concerns concern among people who keep an eye on military movements and strategy, that this year's Zapad could similarly be, you know, the stepping stone for something else, some other sort of incursion or provocation.
Jenny Mathers, thank you for talking to us this morning. 26 minutes past 8.